We want to welcome you to the goodnewsjesuschrist.org. I'm Martin Williams. Today we're going to be talking about renewing your mind according to the Spirit. As a born-again believer, we need to grow spiritually because we are now a person of the Spirit and as a spiritual race, and Him who is the head of the spiritual race, Christ Jesus. And now we have the Father in heaven who is the Father of spirits made perfect in Jesus Christ. So when we're growing in the Spirit, we need to renew our mind spiritually because we are a spiritual creation in Christ. And you know, those old things have passed away. He's crucified that old nature. So in stating that, I want to lay a little bit of a foundation for some important things that need to be taken into consideration when renewing your mind. Number one, understanding that you have overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil in Christ Jesus, because He has overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, and you overcome it by your faith. So we don't fight for the victory, we fight from His victory because He's victorious. So that's very important to understand, that you have authority in His name, okay? And what He declares you are, and what He says about you is what you are, declaring those things that aren't as though they are. Excuse me. Second thing to understand is that what happens also is we need to understand the difference between a spirit and a flesh. Most people think that what your works are is a work of the Spirit or a work of the flesh, whenever Galatians chapter 3 and Romans chapter 8 teaches that if Christ is in you, you are in the Spirit. If Christ is not in you, then you are in the flesh. So to walk in the Spirit means that you're in Christ and that you're in that realm of the Spirit. So to walk in the flesh means that you're outside of Christ and you're unregenerated and you walk in the flesh. Most people and use Galatians chapter 6 to make it works-based, but it's not works-based. What Galatians chapter 6 is actually saying, which is a confirmation of chapter 3 in Romans 8, and the same author, Paul, writes both of those. He says that if you sow to the flesh, you will of that flesh reap corruption unto death. Okay, so what's it actually saying? It's saying that if you are unregenerated and you're sowing to your flesh in a state of unregeneration outside of Christ, then the end result is going to be death and corruption. But if you're in Christ, you're sowing to the Spirit, and that's going to reap eternal life. Makes sense whenever you put it in context, right? So that's what it means to walk in the Spirit and to walk in the flesh, is to be in Christ or to be outside of Christ. So understanding that becomes important. Understanding the next thing is what your worldview is, an eternal perspective or earthly perspective, a spiritual perspective or a fleshly perspective. So we need to renew our mind according to what the Spirit is, to what God says things are, to what He says they are to be. So like I said earlier, declaring those things that aren't as though they are, because God says they are. So that's understanding how to have a proper worldview, one that's eternal, not one that's temporal. Now that's a good foundation to start with. Now some dangers to not renewing your mind obviously are sin that can erode your faith to the point of unbelief, like Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12 teaches. So to me, you don't need to go any further than that. If sin can erode your faith to unbelief, you don't want any part of that, okay? You don't really need a crash course and me going into all these examples for you. I think you could kind of, you know, understand that part, and that's all you need to know right there. Now aside from the dangers, okay, which are many, okay, like that, you need to understand that there are scriptures that tell you about renewing your mind in the Scripture, renewing your mind according to the new man, the inner man, that's Christ Jesus within you as a spiritual creation, a new creation in Christ, or not being conformed to this world, but transformed by renewing your mind. So you're not being conformed to this world when you're in Christ. You're being transformed by being in Christ, and then you're able to have that ability to renew your mind, because now you have the power of the Holy Spirit. And now he's crucified the old nature, and he's transferred you out of the power of darkness and the power of sin to the power of light. So now you have the spirit of liberty. So, just understanding those aspects become very important in renewing your mind. So from there, keeping those things, taking them in consideration, you want to start reading the scriptures. You want to start learning how to hear his voice. You want the spirit to start to guide you in all truth. You want to learn all things from the anointed one who teaches you all things. That's 1 John chapter 3. You want to have communion with the Father, with the Son, and with one another, 1 John chapter 1. So these are the things that the Bible teaches us for renewing our mind, exercising your spiritual senses, which is what Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12 talks about, which is being able to know the difference between wholesome doctrine and unwholesome doctrine, being able to test the spirits to know if they are of God. So it's about knowing what kind of tree it is by their fruit, not about the fruit, but knowing what kind of tree there is, and the fruit determines what kind of tree it is. And that fruit is, you'll know them by their message. What is their message? First John, whenever it talks about knowing what their message is, it gives you four indications. It talks about those that confess that Jesus is the Christ and he's come in the flesh, they're of God. Those that hear the word of God, they're of God. Those that the world hears, they're probably not of God because the world hears them. We're at enmity with the world. So the point is that he gives you some guidelines to know whether or not a message is of God or whether it's not of God, and how to test the spirits in 1 John chapter 3. So we have everything that we need to renew our mind as a new believer in Christ Jesus. So these are just some pointers. You can go to the goodnewsofjesuschrist.org, and on the home page, I have a link that says renewing your mind according to the scripture, and it goes into a lot more. It's got a lot more material there for you to read. It you can use as a template to continue to grow. So I hope that that'll help you. This is Martin with goodnewsofjesuschrist.org.